Today we begin lesson 16. We will be learning Perek Zion, chapter 7, Psukim Zion to Yud, 7 to 10, in the Simonim Tanakh. We're on page 1269, about two-thirds of the way down at the end of the line. After Esther tells the king that her request and petition is that her life should be saved and the Jews should be saved because Haman wants to destroy them, so Pasuk Zion, how does the king react? V'hamelech, and the king come, he rose, v'chamaso, in rage. He was so drunk and anger, he let his anger and drunkenness make him do a foolish thing. He gets up, mimishte, from the feast of Hayayin, of the wine. And where does he go? El to the Ginas HaBeison, the garden of the palace. Why? Ostensibly, to cool himself off. Now, we see there's Hashkocha Pratis over here, divine supervision, because by him going out, really that's a foolish thing to do, leaving his wife alone with Haman. But because he was Bachamaso in anger because of his drunkenness, this allows now Haman time to further incriminate himself, as we shall see in the next pasuk. And as he leaves, Vahaman, now what's Haman doing? Well, he's got to think fast. Amad, he remained there, Levakesh, to request Al Nosho for his life. May Esther Hamalka, from Esther the queen. Why does he need to do that? You'll see in a second, but he really is going to plead for his life. And he's going to say to her, double talk his way out, and say, well, I didn't know that your people were the Jewish people. How was I to know? And he's quick to do this. Why? Because Rahi saw, Kichol saw, that it was decided a love to him, Hara, the evil, Me'es HaMelech, from the king. In other words, the king is very upset at Haman. So he's got to think fast and do this. One moment that he could talk to Esther alone before the king comes back. But as we'll see in Pasuk Ches, it's just another moment for him to make things worse. While the king's in the palace, he starts thinking, when has this happened before that I was so angry? What did this Haman do before? He was the one who gave the advice to kill my wife Vashti. And now he wants to kill my wife Esther. This Haman is always killing my wife. So he really was upset. So he's coming back doubly angry, not cooled off. Pasuches, Vahamelech, and the king Shav returned, Miginas Habison, from the palace garden, El to the base Mishte Hayayin, to the house where the wine feast was. And just as he comes in, a Malach pushes Haman, Vahaman no fail, and Haman is falling Al Hamita, on the couch. In those days, when they had their fancy meals, they lied reclined on couches. So he falls on the couch, Asher Esther Oleho, which Esther is upon it. It does not look good. Vayomer HaMelech, and the king now says, Hagam, the hay starts a question, Hagam will also lichbosh, to assault, as Hamalka, the queen, imi, while I am babayis in the house. You want to assault my wife while I'm still in the house? What are you doing now? Not a good time for to explanations here. Hadavar, the words, Yotzah, came out, Mipi HaMelech, from the mouth of the king, and everybody understood that Haman was doomed. And therefore, Ufnei Haman, and the face of Haman, Chafu, was covered. Who covered it? The servants covered it, for two reasons. Number one, so the king shouldn't have to look at the person that he's so upset at. And the custom was to cover the face of prisoners before they are executed. It's really looking bad. And then Pasuk Tes, the final nail in the coffin. Vayomer Charvona. And Charvona says, now who's Charvona? Charvona was one of those chamberlains that we mentioned earlier. And he said, and who is he? Echad, one of Min HaSarisim, of the chamberlains, Lifnei HaMelech, before the king. And he says, Gam also, that's not all what this Haman has done. Hine, behold, ha'etz, the tree, asher asa Haman, that Haman made, le Mordechai, for Mordechai. And look what he wants to do. Who's Mordechai? Asher diber tov, that spoke good, ala melech, for the king. He was the one that saved the king's life. And there's a tree that Haman made, omeid bebeis Haman, that's standing in the house of Haman, Gavoa, it's tall, Chamishi Mama 50 Amos, that he wants to hang the person who saved your life. Now, how does Charvana know all this? So, two answers. One answer is he was sent in the last chapter to fetch for Haman. And as he was fetched, he overheard Haman's plans of killing Mordechai. Or number two, you could say, really, Charvana was one of the conspirators in this plan to kill the king. But now that he sees that the tide is going bad for Haman, and things are happening very quickly, just throw in this piece of information. And with all that together, number one, the king is upset that Haman promulgated a law to kill Esther and his her people. Number two, he's remembering that he also had Vashti killed. Number three, he always was worrying there might be some conspiracy going on over here. Number four, he now sees Haman lying on top of his queen. And now he's told that the man who saved his life, Mordechai, Haman wants to kill him too. So the king jumps to all kinds of conclusions. Vayomer HaMelech, and the king says, Taluhu, hang him, Olav, on that tree. Now, if you recall, wouldn't he normally have to consult with his advisors and not do things quickly? Well, you already saw in chapter 1 that Haman was the one that told the king about Vashti, and you should change the policy of not consulting with anyone. And the very policy change that Haman insisted on is the one that kills Haman himself. And the rabbis say, interestingly, as we say in the Song of Shoshanas Yaakov, V'gam Charvona Zochur Latov. And also, Charvona should be remembered for the good, even though maybe he was a co-conspirator, and maybe he was doing it to save his neck. But either way, it was the opportune thing to say, to strike while the iron was hot. Pasuk Yud, Vayislu, and they hanged as Haman ala Eitz, Haman from the tree, the very same tree, asher which Hechin he prepared Lemordechai for Mordechai, V'chamas HaMelech Shochocho, and the anger of the king abated. It's interesting, the word shachacha, there's two chafs. There's only one chaf. It should be shacha. Why shachacha? Two explanations. Number one, it says HaMelech without Achashverosh. It could mean Hashem's anger at the Jews for being at the party finally abated, and Achashverosh's anger abated. Or another interpretation is that Achashverosh had two angers. He was angry at Haman for wanting to kill Esther. He was angry at Haman realizing now he was the source of Vashti being killed. And now that anger was abated. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one, what does the king do after hearing Esther's request and why? He leaves the party to cool down. Two, where does the king go? He goes into the palace garden. Three, were the king's actions wise? Not really. Why should he leave Haman alone with Esther? But obviously, he was doing this out of drunkenness and not out of wisdom. For what evidence does this show about Hashem's divine supervision? That Hashem had Achashverosh do something that doesn't make sense in order for Haman to further get himself in more trouble. Five, what does Haman do before Esther and why? He pleads for his life. He stays in the feasting room to plead for his life before Esther. He figures, and he'll say, that I didn't know that you were a Jew and I would never have done this to kill you. Six, what was the king thinking about before returning to the feast? He was thinking how he had been through this before. Well, it was because of Haman that Vashti was killed, and now because of Haman, he wants Esther to be killed. Seven, what happened to Haman just as the king returned? He fell on Esther's couch that she was lying on. 8. How did that event occur? A malach pushed him in. 9. What did the king say after he returned to the party? He says, have you also come to assault the queen while I am in the house as well? 10. What did the servants do upon hearing this and why? They covered Haman's face. Number 1. So that the king should not have to look at the person he's so angry at. And number 2. The custom was that when a criminal is to be executed, they cover his face. And obviously, once the king gave these words, it was clear what was going to happen. 11. Who was Charvona? He was one of the chamberlains of the king. 12. What did he tell the king? He said, by the way, Haman is planning to hang Mordechai from a tree that's 50 amos. And it's Mordechai, the man who saved your life. 13. How did Charvona know this information? Two answers. Either one, He was the chamberlain sent by the king to bring Haman to the second party and overheard the plans of Haman and his family. And number two, some suggest he was a co-conspirator in this plot to kill Mordechai. So he obviously knew this, and he just turns on Haman. 14, why do the words of Harvona seal Haman's fate? Because he's saying that Haman wants to kill the very person who saved the king's life. And obviously, that means he does not have the king's best interest in mind. 15, what does the king order after hearing Harvona's words? Hang him from the tree that he prepared for Mordechai. 16, how was it possible for the order to be so swiftly executed without consultation of the advisors? Because Haman, in the very first chapter of the Megillah, convinced the king to change his policy of not needing to consult with the advisors before making important decisions. 17, why did the rabbi tell us that Harvona should be remembered for the good? Because it was his words that he told the king about Haman's plans to hang Mordechai, put the final nail in the coffin, and that got Haman killed, and that saved the Jews. 18, how did the king feel after his orders were executed? His anger had abated. Why is the letter Chaf written twice in the word that means abated? Either because it was Hashem's anger against the Jews, as well as Achashverosh's anger towards Haman that was abated, or you could say Achashverosh had two angers, one to Haman for having Vashti killed, and one for wanting to have Esther killed. It was also abated. Please spend a few minutes go over today's lesson and review lessons 13, 14, and 15. Have a great day.